Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Tonight, Lord, we honor you, thanking you for the greatness of your mercy even upon our lives. This time that we are just waiting upon you, we thank you that our strength is renewed in you. And our love for you is growing deeper. And your mercy towards us is everlasting. We want to honor you and thank you because you are a great God. There is no God under the sun that is so merciful like you and so forgiving. We want to thank and appreciate you. We want to elevate you above all other gods. Such a faithful God. We thank and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Clap your hands. Make some noise. Please be seated. This week has been the week for the prophets. For Monday and Tuesday, we received the ministry of Prophet Jenkins. It's been very awesome and very detailed. Yesterday was something else. And I'm sure a lot of you were blessed, except for the fact that we closed very, very late. But our prophet here tonight is a very disciplined prophet with time. Amen. And this is one man that I've been here several times, and we love his ministry. And if you are trying to sort out the genuine prophet on this land, he is one of them. There were good prophets on our land, but I don't know what has come over them. They have just turned to some other side. And their ways are not becoming pleasant to us. Amen. If you need money, you have to bring a pregnant woman and babies and all kinds of foolish things that we are hearing is making us lose our confidence in prophets. But I thank God that it's not all the prophets who have bowed down to Baal. There are some that are up to the Lord. Amen. And therefore tonight we are privileged and blessed to have this prophet. I listen to him every Sunday morning. And if you want to go to heaven, better listen to this prophet. He will preach you to heaven. As for him, his assignment is to get you to heaven. Yeah. Yeah, we'll be listening to him from afar. I've heard him mention my name a few times on the radio. I said, Lord, have mercy on me. A very great man of God, a very good father to, a very good son to our papa, Reverend Steve Mensah. He has mentored him right from the beginning. And he's seen him grow. I've been to his church to preach once, and I was amazed the sort of work the Lord is using him to do out there. Amen. And therefore, please help me welcome this great prophet, Prophet Odru from Alabaster Box, Alabaster Ministry.
See him shout unto God. Hallelujah. I celebrate God for tonight. I want to thank God for everybody's life. Your two hands are lifted. Close your eyes. Let's pray.
Da da,
We yield ourselves to you, Heavenly Father. We honor you for your favor and faithfulness tonight. We ask of your hand of blessing upon this service. It's a 21-day fast journey. You have been with us since day one. You have revealed yourself in diverse ways. Tonight we ask in the name of Jesus, visit your children who are so desperate in faith, trusting you for the miraculous and the supernatural. Do us good. We will be careful to return all the glory to you. Search us and know our hearts. Try us and know our thoughts. Bring us back to the paths of righteousness. May we walk with you in an intimate fashion. May we not miss the good way, the paths our fathers walked upon and found peace and rest for their souls. Tonight, Spirit of God, fill this august commission, this great work, and every heart here present, and the many people that are watching online. We give you glory for all of them. I thank you for my fathers, Upper Steve and Stanley, the great work you have entrusted to their care. Tonight, speak, they are ready. In Jesus' name, amen. Wow. I didn't say sit, but you've already sat, so it's a nice impatcher. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, I thank God for tonight. I first of all want to thank God for my father, Papa Steve, for the honor. I will want to, please help me tonight. Please help me tonight. Appreciate God. I want to always, you know, because they have become facilitators of my blessing. I don't joke with it at all. I lived in England for 4 years. My father came, and the instruction was very clear and very simple. Come back to Ghana. It was, so the second time when he said it, I went to his hotel and I asked, why? He said, there are no explanations. Come back to God. The third time, it was Mama Jane. He sent a message to Mama Jane with a warning and a threat. If you don't come back to Ghana, I will never preach for you again. So I was driving him once to the golf course. He was playing with Pastor Matthew and Bishop Sabo. So while we were driving to the golf course, I asked again, why? He said, there are no explanations, but you will do far better in Ghana than in this place. Little did I know that there was a season that was waiting to explode. Every everything that is happening too fast. It's unbelievable. That it's good to have a father. And the father is not afraid or intimidated about you. He can just look you straight in the eyes and say, Jensen, we don't know how to know. Straight away. Straight. They are not afraid of you. They are not intimidated about you and all that. And I love these fathers because it doesn't matter what you can give and what you can pull and what you can, the influence you have and what you own or possess, you cannot buy them. That's one thing I love about them. And I want to thank God for them because if I had stayed in England till now, possibly I would have backslidden. Yeah, possibly. Because for 4 years, I never heard the word cross. Never heard the word heaven. For 4 solid years, I didn't mention it and nobody mentioned it to me. I never heard the word judgment. And it, as a Christian, if you, it's been a year of hearing these words, you are on your own. You are on your own. Hallelujah. So tonight I will want to use the opportunity to thank God for Papa Steve and Papa Stanley and Dr. Christy Dota. They really, I mean, I didn't want to come. They really pulled me out. Little did I know it was just close to the season of the explosion. So Papa, thank you. I really, wherever my father Steve is and Mama Martha, Mama Jane, thank you. I'm so grateful. This house has been my nourishing and preparatory and swaddling cloth. It's been my birthing table. This altar, I don't joke with it. You know, I said it in the business forum. I preach, teach them 3 times, 2 times in Alabaster, once somewhere. Nobody heard about it. The moment I stood on this altar, the world heard it. And teach them was what God used to unveil our ministry. It went everywhere. Everywhere. I mean, after teach them, I have television stations that I went begging with money to preach. They said no. I had radio stations that we went all around Accra. We begged them, please put us online. And they said no. After teach them, they put us on for free. For free. Most of what you are seeing on television, radio is free. It's free. We don't pay a penny. I mean, if we were going to pay UTV 3 times a week, how are we going to pay that? If we're going to pay Vision 1 twice a week, how are we going to pay that? It's all free. And Papa, we don't joke with it. I have limited time and I will want to, you know, bring you a summation of the thoughts or the intents of God. Tonight, possibly I may not excite you, I may not enthuse you because I carry a specified word from God. Ube tie ne adri de se tie na be tie. Praise the Lord. Reverend Mike and my mother, thank you so much. I want to thank God for my fathers lined up at the front. Thank you so much. The love you have shown me, this house, I don't joke. When this house calls, I run. But the amazing thing is that the tension and the anxiety never goes away. Every time you are invited, there is tension. You can't sleep properly. The message is not coming well. And you know, CEM has all classes of people. You know, you have the, you know, the medical people, the business people, the entrepreneurial people, the kwakwahia baby anyhow. You know, it makes it very difficult to, you know, when you're serving a meal in such a house like this, you cannot just dish it in like grandma's house and dump it. You know, you need to serve courses. You need to serve courses. The married, the singles, the elite. You need to be very circumspect, even in the selection of verbose terminologies and vocabulary. So to bro, for and your barbers when and here be your dear. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Now, before I start tonight, let me just follow the instruction of the Holy Spirit. Everybody in this place, just take a seat of any amount. It can be a coin, whatever it is. Just come and engage the altar of God quickly, and then let's start. Any amount is fine. Just engage the altar of God quickly, and then let's start. Touch it. Whatever the request, we are trusting God. We believe in God for. Just do that briefly and quickly, and then we can just fire. The grace of God will be our portion. Remember to whisper a request. Remember to whisper a prayer. Giro da kazire evre entre ziraga mrega zira antire galaka teka fri iskra atere de keska malaga de kediske via arunike santantia parande salere kate to tere gaskira mregas adiva into zila ke toros mragande sirane kati siro onte parage sira antere de. Will you come and sing one song whilst we drop all these, and then quickly, and then we can shoot. Poro dokaya, manda dida kisota, gerone kerede bahata. Come and take this song. Sing my favorite hymn, just one.
Jesus shall reign where I their sun does sees successive journeys run. His kingdom stretch from shore to shore till sun. No more. Jesus shall reign where I dead son does see successive journeys run. Yeah, his kingdom stretch over.
Praise the name of the Lord. Now, when it comes to fasting and prayer, we are having our 21-day fast and prayer. When it comes to fasting and prayer, there is a concept or a synopsis in the Bible that comes into the picture. And it's the synopsis of Ezra chapter 8 and verse number 21. Ezra 8 chapter the 21st. The Bible said, and I proclaim a fast by the river of Ahava. Then he said that we might afflict ourselves before our God and to seek him. Someone, can you push me up just a little bit? Seek him for a right way for us and for our little ones and for our substances. All our substances. When it comes to that word, all our substances. It's got to do with your career, your relationship, your marriage, your income, and your outgoing, and everything that concerns you, every enterprise that concerns you. In other words, we're talking about the projects you are embarking on. We're talking about things like the people that need to come into your life that you need to really associate and connect with in order for the miracle and the breakthrough to come to pass. Everybody in this place needs four kinds of helpers. Facilitating helpers, destiny helpers, appointed helpers, prophetic helpers. These helpers, you cannot do without them. No matter how high you are going, how low, how intermediary you are, you need these helpers. In order to connect to these, Jesus said, this kind goeth not except by prayer and fasting. Watch it. We're working on a synopsis. We need to understand that whilst the Lord is working on all this and opening doors for you and taking you to your promotion, when you started life, it was not like this. When your first car came, you didn't look like this. And the second one came, the third one came. Now you built your second house and third one, and you have invested. You're going higher and greater. It's amazing. But whilst all these are happening, my main scripture for tonight will be Titus chapter 3, verse number 8. In fasting and prayer, we need to come to the cognizant fact of this revelation. Because the fasting and prayer is not only to seek God for the substances only, for ourselves. Think about that. For ourselves. Very interesting. If you for yourself, then you are a tripartite being. You are a spirit, you have a soul, you live in a body. We are not going to miss the opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, in a forum like this, in fasting and prayer, where everybody is ready, hearing the heart and the mind of God. We don't have to miss that opportunity, that after the cars, after the money, after the wife, after the breakthrough, after the everything, then what's next? We need to come to the place of reflection. Even in the disseminating of the word of the Lord, we have the milk of the word, which belongs to infants, and the meat of the word, which belongs to mature people. In prophecy, we have milk prophecies and meat prophecies. You better hear that. I don't know which kind you want tonight, because you can easily say, I want the meat of the word. But an infant cannot eat meat, because meat has bones, or is amalgamated with bones in it. So if you don't have teeth, how can you eat bones? It takes the grace of God to grow. And in a fasting and prayer like this, we are not only asking for the breakthroughs, we also need to seek him for ourselves. Rather, this is the time we need to even examine ourselves, whether we are still in the faith. Whether you are still on track. One of the greatest deceptions, if not the greatest, is self-deception. To deceive your own self. Don't worry. This is exactly what Lucifer went through. Lucifer told himself, don't worry, Lucy, baby, everything is all right. Don't worry, Lucy, everything is good. Until that is the same deception Samson went through, deceived himself. Sometimes you have backslidden and you feel you are on track. Because you are gradually telling yourself that anointing is there and the grace is there. I have been examining certain things, and I'm asking that if you expose anything to close proximity with something that has the power to change something, like a chemical reaction. If I expose you to a chemical reaction, it will change you. If I expose you to gas, it will change you. If I expose you to an explosion, it will change you. Whatever I expose you to, how come you are exposed to the God of the Bible? You are this close proximity and he is not affecting you. You are in close proximity with the God of silver and gold. Why then are you struggling with it? Why do we need to pray for Father, open the door to America, 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 fasting and prayer, open the door to America. But there are armed robbers who don't fast and pray, but they are in America. Why do I need to get a visa by fasting and prayer where prostitutes did not even blink their eye and they are going? There is a message tonight, very clear. I will push it like an injection. You know, when they give in the injection, and then, you know, it's over. Hallelujah. If I put salt in water, the salt takes dominance. If I put salt in rice, the salt takes dominance. The rice do not dominate the salt. If I put you by God, God takes dominance. If I put you by Christ, Christ takes dominance. The Christocentric grace, you know, mixes up with your life. Because there is a revelation that needs to be outlined. That if I am a child of this God, then why am I struggling? Why are we struggling? And it's because the little foxes in our lives are destroying the vine. If you break the hedge, the serpent will bite. The truth is that I have been talking about to this generation, and they do not get this simple truth. Is that this generation do not want to adhere to sound doctrine. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse number 3. We do not want to hear sound doctrine. Our hearts are something else. We don't want to hear a rebuke. We don't want to hear a reproof. We don't like correction. But during fasting and prayer, this is the time we need to really bring ourselves, afflict ourselves, and reflect whether we are obedient to the faith and whether we are still in the faith, whether we are in alignment to the will of God. Even in the will of God, we need to dissect it into three: the permissive will of God, the acceptable will of God, and the perfect will of God. We make our own choices. We make our own decisions. And when we find ourselves in a mess, we turn back and blame the devil. And I realize that the modern day Christian does not want to take responsibility for anything. If it is not by fire, but some spirit of Armageddon, spirit of wine, spirit of tear. If you are on fire, the spirits will advise themselves. Armageddon. Spirit of Abaddon, Apollyon, spirit of Euroclyde, and all that. Hey, Maminka Samanchero. It will to Ghana, Hano. But when Nama Baye did, everybody was under the table. Where there is power, there are no arguments. Power! Let me raise one dead body here. Tomorrow morning, we don't need Advent. We don't need Advent. This place will be too small. Power! See, that's why these young men have gone for occultic powers. Because they realize that power deals with a thing. It answers issues. Power deals with the thing, but we are not ready to pay the price. We are not ready to go through the process. We are not ready to, that is why, you know, we want milk of the word. You are going to America, we are jumping. We are going to Canada, you are jumping. But if God now brings you to the place of all sufficiency, you will realize that in Shirakura, if you want more, if not, there are certain things that if it comes to your disposal, you realize that it's not about you. When God begins to trust you with a transgenerational blessing, he does not reduce it to you, your wife, and your children. He then gives it to you for others. Others. Oh God. Oh God, let's go back to, you know, the scripture is Titus chapter 3, verse number 8. The Bible said, this is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men. They which have believed in God must be careful, very careful, to maintain good works. Be careful. Be very careful. That word, and if we are fasting and praying, this should be, Father, search my heart. That was one particular thing. Search my heart and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. That is one of the things. We must come to the place of Psalm 139, verse 23 and 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting. Search me. We need to come to that place. We need to be careful to come. Oh, yeah, definitely to Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 15. To walk circumspectly, not as fools, but wise, redeeming the times, because the days in which we live are evil. I'm telling you, the days in which we, I wish we can have some sons of Issachar in this place who can understand the time in which we are living in. We are living in very defining moment of generation. Yeah, yeah, when we this end time, we are living in a very, very defining moment, ladies and gentlemen. We need to be careful to come to the place of Romans chapter 2, verse number 16. In the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ, according to my gospel. Tear the secrets of men. When we sit like this, we are the church, we are like the church of Sardis. We have a reputation like we are alive, but we are dead. Oh yeah. You know, when you look at people nicely, like, don't be deceived, because in among us is where the judgment of God is going to begin. And in fasting and prayer, we need to be circumspect and look in ourselves. We must be able to stand before the mirror of God's word and critically assess our lives. Here, one of the reasons I realize that many people, your prayers are not answered, is John chapter 9 and verse number 31. God does not hear sinners. God, he does not hear sinners. I like my father's prayer tonight. He said he is the most forgiving, ever, ever merciful. But we know that the Lord does not hear sinners. I like it in the Tree Bible. Was saying as we be ferry when you coupon, that's what yen ye when you coupon pa or no na when you meet here now. Or no when you meet here now. And so we need to be very that God does not hear. Even American embassy has standards. They have principles. You want to apply for visa, pay at the bank, fill the form online, and then get an interview day and come and see us. Then we would decide on your case. You don't go there and say, I don't like your procedure. I will use my own procedure. You will end up in Dakoma because they are tyranny. You will end up in Dakoma because they are doing that. And you know what someone out here to you? Yeah, I'm telling you, you don't determine the rules. They that create something determine the rules. Anybody who have not created nothing, they don't create any rules. But I tell you, we're dealing with very, very serious stuff. Whilst the breakthroughs are coming, whilst you are counting your first $1 million, you need to also be cognizant and conscious of Job chapter 14 and verse number 5. Don't forget that scripture ever in your life. Your days are numbered. Your months are determined. God has put a boundary before you. You will never cross it. When that time comes, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of God. That when your time comes, that scripture will not be applicable. Pioneer! If that scripture will be applicable, then Brother Mwaku should be with us. Then Auntie Grace Edunfa should be with us. Then Bishop Hoxon should be with us. Then Bishop Anoyebua should be with us by now. Then Bishop Owusu Tebri should be with us right now. When that day comes, it doesn't matter how anointed you are. Pierre! We should be mindful. If we are planning of our pension, then we should be planning to our eternity. Plan it! Planet. When Moses was talking about in Psalm 90 verse 4, so teach me to number my days that I will apply my heart unto wisdom. David was also saying in Psalm 39 and verse number 4, he said, Lord, let me know my end. I want to know my end. How my end will be. Show me my end. Give me a picture of how my end will be. And let me know the very few days that you have measured for me. Here, if you let me know that whilst even in this fasting and prayer, I will be careful to even know the sort of prayer request I pray. Some of the requests like, I kill all my enemies, die, 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 die. You are killing the people you have been sent to preach to. Really? No wonder the milk of the word is dominating our hearts. It's time to grow up to the meat of the word. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, that you should go and bear fruit, that your fruits should remain. Your fruits should remain. Matthew chapter 3, very interesting verse. He said, go and bear fruits of repentance. I want fruits of repentance. When I look at the church, the body of Christ, I realize that we are a bunch of actors. Actors! It's acting. Pierre! I don't know how you're doing, sir. We'll be to you. You maltreat your wife and come here and pray legelende mashiga and forget the keska. Shut it off. Shut it off. Because God is a judge of motives and the intents of the heart. Dear. So whilst we are having fasting and prayer, we need to understand Jeremiah chapter number 17 and verse number 9, that the heart is desperately wicked and deceitful above all. Who can know it? I, the Lord, I search the reins. I try the heart, you know, and I will give to every man according to their doings. I'm telling you, when I look at Ghana, how prayerful this nation is, and I look at the answers we are getting, I realize that God is not hearing our prayers. Yeah. Go to Achimota Forest, go to Achia, go to Agape, go to Adrianuma Mountains, go to Ablikuma, go to, Adumfa, and go and see prayer. Agaya, yeah, Agaya, yeah, Agaya, yeah. And if Agaya, yeah, is being answered, we will not have situations we have in this country. You date this girl, you drop her like Kelly Willie. You date this, you drop her. You date this, you drop her. And in the same church, you can date three women and drop them. And you go and bring another woman from outside to CEM. And you are creating enmity between these daughters of Zion. Now they see your wife and they are so embittered and so piffed and so pained. And even their prayers are hindered and their worship is hindered. And you are feeling good all around the place, and you come to fasting and prayer and say, I break. The devil will feel like slapping you on the right cheek. Tionia! Yeah, when you're young, I'll be confused when you're a baby. The prophets of old, when they were coming to town, the king will send somebody to ask them, are you coming in peace? They will ask, how can there be peace? Abraham, German, Kankai, Ajikrom, Henna. How can there be peace? People can sleep in their boyfriend's house. People are having courtship and they sleep in each other's house and they still come to church. And it's normal. Normal. And fasting and prayer, like, you know, sometimes the fornication is so fresh, so when they are praying, the tongues don't really get melele. If we are not careful, we will miss the generosity of God and the benevolence. Sometimes I look at the so-called Christians are struggling, and these unbelievers are riding nice cars, living some luxury life, And I'm asking myself, your word says that we should not fret when the wicked flourish, because we will be looking for them and we can't find them. But why is it that these ones are not breaking through? Because our hands are polluted. And we have become like Isaiah chapter 1. Hear, all Israel. You know, when you get to verse number 15, he makes a very powerful revelation. He said, if you lift up your hands and make prayers numerous and increase your prayers, I will hide my face away from you, because your hands are full of blood. He said, wash yourself, clean yourself, and feed the poor, or feed the fatherless, handle the widow with care. Can we welcome my father and mother into the house? Are you clapping? I salute you, Papa. Hallelujah. Thank you for the honor once again. Hallelujah. So in this fasting and prayer, he said, I will hide my face away. He said, wash yourself, clean yourself, and come, let us reason together. If your sins be as colored, I will make as white as wool. If it be red as crimson, I will make it, you know, sparkle as snow. If you are willing, the thing is a choice. If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. But if you rebel, the sword will devour you. Tianye, with 35 minutes of my time to go, I will strictly work within it. We will have a good ministration within just a short time, and we close. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, rend your hearts. It's time. It's time for fasting and prayer. This is the time for reflection. Rend your hearts. Be careful. The Bible said, be careful to maintain good works. It's care. Take into that. When people are into all kinds of fraudulent deals and all that, and these days we have numerous of them all over Ghana. People go into all kinds of shady, numerous deals all over the place, and they bring the resources to the altar of God, and they want us to sanctify idols. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, the Bible said also in Jeremiah, the same Jeremiah chapter number 17, and this time verse number 11, he that, you know, wants the war party, he that pursue riches or wealth unrighteously shall be like a partridge who is hiding upon the earth that does not belong to him. At the end, he will divide his years into two and be noted as a fool. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, that is why I look at so many people that came out, and I will want to, you know, continue this message next Wednesday in our business forum. You know, where anybody be on my, they come up in a vanish. They are gone. Putu, my father. Kitty green is gone. And sometimes you are crying in your room, my God, why is it that this girl, we all started together, look at how this rich guy has married her, and oh God, why are you? Sister Pippa, when he has witty poopoo, I will be dee. I'm telling you, within this past 2 weeks or 3 weeks, the people we thought they were doing well, Asma Meshka, Aisha Meshka, they squandered people's money. There is no way you can pay like men's gold. And I'm telling you, I want to pray in the name of the Lord Jesus for, you know, in this fasting and prayer, it is my prayer that your heart will be rendered. Not our clothes, not our apparel. I'm telling you, Junior, you know, in fasting and prayer, this is where we need to check whether our relationships with our neighbors are in line. You are maltreating somebody's child whose mother and father are dead, and you are sitting in fasting and prayer. Oh God, God, forgive
our hearts. You are maltreating an orphan and you are expecting a breakthrough. I'm sorry. You are after somebody's husband. Somebody's husband bought the car you brought. Somebody's husband. I don't know how it is. I lie. So. Tear! Telling you the heart and the mind of God. You near cry. You near pray. I'm telling you, see him, whether you like it or not, you will be successful on earth. You will prosper on earth. It shall be well. But heaven, my dear, heaven. We will take you by force to heaven. I'm telling you. Somebody's husband bought the house, bought your Louis Vuitton bag, bought your Chanel shades, bought your shoe, bought your whatever, and you are in fasting and prayer. Oh, you better repent. Repent, turn back. You follow somebody's husband, you have decreased the number of your years. I'm telling you. Romans 6:23, clear. The wages of sin is death. Some of the deaths I think about as this is not normal. I don't want to mention names of some of our brothers and sisters in this country who passed on. The Bible makes it very clear. Psalm 90, I think it's verse number 6. He makes it very clear. The number of our years, he has given everybody 70 years. Okay, let's make a good analysis. 70 years. Deduct the years you are right now from 70. Yeah, check. The days of our years are 70. And if by reason of strength, it goes to 80. But even that, the strength of that is labor and sorrow. And soon it is cut off. When it's cut off, we go and meet the scripture we read in Romans 2:16. We meet it again. That God will judge the secret sins of men by Jesus Christ. Secret. You don't know whether I'm maltreating my rater, did they rater or not. And you know, I realize this is so amazing. You know, when we realize that somebody has a problem, we all know. And then when they get out and they see other people, and then they go like, "Hi, babes, baby girl," we are like, "Whoa." Me bufua from my background, I am a ghetto boy, and that is why I still take the gospel to the ghettos. You know, in the ghetto there was a rule. If I don't like you, I don't like you. I will hate you with passion. In the ghettos, you know, in Fadama where I grew up, we were in gangs. We smoking gangs. Oh yeah, my father gangs. If this gang don't like you, we don't cross carpets. And Tokwa Paya, everybody will bring out their machetes. And then there are two Abebe. It was those days, you know, Ahase, Ahase. Just in case Ahame Sahabu. We didn't like each other. And that was it. The rule was simple. If we don't like, we don't smile at you. If we don't like you, we don't eat with you. If we don't like you, we don't come to your house. Anything you do, we don't like it. We oppose it. When I became a Christian, I realized that it was the opposite in church. These guys don't like you, but they will smile. These guys hate you, but they will eat with you. These guys hate you, but they will nicely smile and say nice things about you. And when you turn back, they stab you. Oh, so to me, come, oh. Which we come fasting and prayer. One of the things that the Lord needs to heal, apart from our lust, is our hypocrisy. Heal our hypocritical proclivities. We are too hypocritical. Heal us, oh God. Man, try the issue. I'm a semi-ma help you. What's your trust? What's your trust? What's your trust? I'm telling you, sometimes when I look at, you know, people like this great ministry, and you will, somebody wants to start their ministry, and they want to use this ministry to start their ministry. Collect people's numbers. The Lord revealed something to me, and you know, one of the things that, you know, my fathers here, you know, I learned from them since I sat. Those days when we were at the shed, you know, when I learned from them long before we built this place and moved here. And one of the things, like, if they go somewhere, they don't engage anybody there. If they leave, you can't call them. They don't call you. They don't interact with you. I learned it from them many years ago. So if I come to see them, nobody here can say that they call me, they talk to me, and then I give them prophetic direction. Come and see me. You can never say that. You can clap. Yeah. Some of these guys don't have this training. They will come collect people's numbers. Because these guys don't know what it means to win one soul and the value to maintain or retain one soul in a church. These guys do not understand that. And we will have to grow our game. And sometimes when we go to these meetings and they are asking, oh, so you are CM. Oh, you know, you should leave CM. And I'm starting my new ministry next month. And you should come and help, and we are following. And I went to Peace FM, I joined Nanaya Kunedu, and there is this church, so-called church. Now these churches have now become business centers in what is the place? Yay. Huh? In our house, in one Santo. Oba sorry, send me my me. A grandfather saw me a person. Send me my me. A where cocoi. Who is that? We be bibe on her. Mama. A brother saw a person. Ochi uska. Iti Yehuwa sign osu children's room. Yehuwa, we sign a siya kwa children's room. Abijina me my me yenim. So we want to give you, and then they will give you a little gold bar, real gold, 24 carats, like this. And they will tell you, don't sell it. If you sell it, you will die. Take it anywhere and go and test it. After you have tested it, come, it's going to multiply. You will go and test it, and once you know it's real gold, now they said, go and bring 25,000 cedis. And then we'll go to your house, dig a hole in your house, and say, this is prophetic direction. And then they put the gold in the hole and said, and put petrol on the gold and put a handkerchief on it and said, we need to pour water around it. Go and bring water from your room. Whilst you are going to their room, they take the gold and put it in their pocket. And then by the time you come, he ignites the match and it go like boom. And then whilst it burns the handkerchief, there is no gold in it. You ask, where is the gold? He said, the gold has entered into the earth. It's going to multiply like cassava. Hey, Messi, Eurati. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the kind of thing, because we are not trying to be responsible Christians. We don't want to say, we want everything to be done for us. Pray for me, fast for me, you know, protect me. And all. I have heard people say that. I came so that you will protect me. Me, I'm sorry, I'm a Christian. I should protect you. Oh, please, come on, let's be real to ourselves. Most of the things that we don't, please, I'm telling you. The Bible said in Genesis 3:19, Kofidro, I am dust, and dust I will return. Don't be deceived. One day, you will just hear news, the guy just collapsed, and that was it. Hallelujah! So whilst we still have this breath, we need to finish well. And if we are going to finish well, we need to also eliminate all the little foxes that are destroying the vine. Yeah. Pride, arrogance, lies. Amali. Obia or chimp na wa hebia wa trofo. Oh, me pacho dear some disu, me de beko penticusu ako kachro. Let me tell you, now we are living in a generation where having a wife and having other girls is normal. And it's in church. And these are the things that is blocking our breakthrough. Isaiah chapter 59, 1 and 2. The hand of the Lord is not short to save. God doesn't have a problem blessing everybody in an overflow. God does not. Our sins have become a wall blocking the visibility and the view of God. And so when it comes to fasting and prayer, the first thing we need to commence a fasting and prayer with is repentance. Repent! Repent! From masturbation and the addiction of pornography. Repent! Oh God, help me, preacher. Repent! I'm telling you, somebody's giving you a project and all that. Why can't you be truthful as a Christian? Why can't you be honest? Why can't you speak the truth? You bought 5 bags of cement. Don't tell him you bought 20 bags. TNA! God is still a judge. Still a judge. And may I tell all husbands, the maltreatment of a wife can close the heavens on you. Women are created to be pampered, to be cherished, to be nourished, to be celebrated. Make a same team why mudo. Women love things like mido. They want to hear it. They want to hear things like you look gorgeous. You can't say that to your wife and you go to the office and go further to say, you look sexy. Please. As I bring my presentation to a summation, let me say to every, the husbands have come to intense pressure recently. Oh yeah. Too much pressure, especially by the collapsing of the banks and the traumatic situation in the financial sector and all that. This is where the wives will have to up their game against the side chicks. Oh, you thought I didn't know side chicks? The side chicks know how to pamper, they know how to serve, they know how to labor, they know how to, relax a man. Every wife in this place and every single person that is getting ready to get married should be able to understand that if your husband is under pressure, you don't add to it. Learn that fast. Your husband is under pressure. Don't add to the pressure. Obey your husband. Is coming from wherever, and you needed to fix the food on the table before you come to fasting and prayer. And so, because I'm late, and so me kwa ba zia, and you are here la garon de keskete. Go back and fix it. The Bible said that if you come to the altar to present your sacrifice and you realize that you have ought against somebody, do not put it on the altar. Put it aside. Go back home. Reconcile with the person and then come back, take the sacrifice and put it at the altar. Then my question then becomes, can you imagine the sacrifices that have come to the altar that was not accepted by God? I hide. I'm beginning to feel the thing. Hey, I'm Paul. Unforgiveness is blocking many breakthroughs. Yeah. Unforgiveness. Sometimes, especially like branch pastors. I love Nigerians and the training they get concerning relating to men of God. They don't speak evil. Pray. You don't join gangs to talk against the oil upon the commission and expect the oil to work for you. I'm telling you, my message is done. But I want to say this, and then in this 15 minutes, we can just pray and have a short ministration. We are done. I want to tell everybody, learn the language of the commission. It's because it's the language of faith. Air conditions at the headquarters, and Akluwane, and all that, you know. When I see Yamia from Yankasebra, the Afro, whoa, I see Yamia from. Go and prove that calling. A place that there has no electricity, even network is not good, and all that. Did you ever hear the Bible recording network in Jerusalem during Jesus' time? Brother, let's get to work. Look at how the Muslims now are advancing their game. It will shock you. Those days they used to use Ahuja horns for their crusade. Now they are using full range speakers. The last time I saw them using line arrays, mounted line arrays left and right, monitors, and they have Bible readers like I have Willie here, and he said Surah chapter 41, Quran chapter 41, verse, you know, also saying kwa no akenka. I was shocked. Kaukudi Park, I saw this guy. You know, when I saw at Kaukudi, I was blown away. Now this guy, he touches people, they go like, cream. I said, which one is this one? Because of course, this is not the Holy Spirit. So which one is this one? I'm telling you, if we are going to see the glory of God, if we are going to see the ancient anointing, truth must be placed back to the house of God. Truth, no kore, it must come back to the house of God. Telling your wife the truth. Telling your husband the truth. Telling your boss the truth. I have a young man who, you know, used fraudulent means to buy a land at Oyarefa, build a 3-bedroom house. He was selling with somebody at Medina and stole from the person. And I was preaching on radio. The guy heard it and said, I have sinned against God. And then went home, took the documents, went and confessed and handed the documents. They led him to the house and he handed the house. Now he doesn't have even a single room, but he said, I am happy that at least I have a right standing with God. I have a right standing. Tonight, look at that scripture again. Let's read it one more time. You know, what was it, Titus or what, chapter 3 and verse number. Let's read it for the last time and we are done. Look at this very carefully. It's a fasting and prayer. This is a faithful saying, and these things that you have to affirm constantly, that they which have believed God, they should be careful to maintain good works. So fasting and prayer, I'm sitting here and I'm asking God. What we read in Book of Psalms, search me. Forget about the breakthrough. God can give you far more than you can ask. Search me. Once I am in tune with you, I mean, let me use my father for example. My father's children, my siblings, will not beg for anything that belongs to my father. like the captain, the pilot, is not going to be like, Daddy, can I use this car? No. Ube ban mo dem. Ube shian wo kuruma mana ma light. You know why? It is his inheritance. So that was why I started by telling you, if I expose something in close proximity with another thing, for example, if I expose you to fire, the fire will have an effect on you. If I expose you close proximity to electricity, it will have an effect on you. If I expose salt to rice, the salt will have dominance. If I expose fuel or any petroleum product to any water body, it will take dominance. Same thing if I expose you to the presence of God. The presence of God must take dominance. So if you come to the service and go back the same, something is wrong. Stand to your feet, let's pray. Your two hands are lifted. What key is this, sir? What key is this? F. Amazing love, how can Dada man shoot? Amazing. Come on. How can it be that thou, my Lord, should die for me? Tonight we want to repent and rededicate our lives to the Lord. We want to ask God in this fasting and prayer, heal my heart, oh God. Fix my heart. Bring me to alignment with your word. I want to be your pleasure and your praise on earth. I want you to look at my life and you call me your pleasure. When I am in a right standing with you, I will not even ask, you will supply. Put your right hand on your chest. Come on, let's pray. We want to ask the Lord, whatever, we are fasting a prayer. You know, all the fast in the Bible, it started like this. Joshua's fast started like this. Daniel's fast started like this. Ezra and Nehemiah's fast, it started like this. Yes! Create in me a clean heart, oh God. Renew a right spirit. A right spirit, renew it within me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation. Come on, open your mouth, let's pray. In the name of the Lord Jesus, come on. Forgive. Heal us. Work on us. Rama 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 This fasting and prayer has been a very powerful one since day one. We have prayed about so many things, but you and I will understand that most of the things that we are praying about are earthly things. Tonight we want to pray one heavenly thing, only one. Write my name in the book of life. Only one heavenly thing. Brother, the thing is that after everything is said and done on this earth, we have a place to go. We have a place to go. When Bishop Bob Hodgson died, I realized that this thing does not even know whether you are in church. And I thought that was the only one I had heard until recently. I heard other stories. Bishop Bob Hodgson was preaching on this platform at Jubilee Christian Center. Big fan, on the platform. On platform. On the altar. When the time comes, it doesn't know whether you are in a plane. As we are all standing here, the truth which many people don't want to hear is that the clock is ticking on all of us. One day it will stop. When it stops, it will be time for reckoning or accountability. You will stand before God. This is why you should, anytime you are dealing with your husband, think of accountability. Anytime, think of accountability. That I am honoring this man not for him but for God. I am honoring this woman not for her but for God. Anytime you are paying for phones for girlfriends and not for your own family, think of accountability. Anytime you think your mother is a witch, therefore you don't take care of her, think of accountability. God, He is a just God. And tonight I'm asking you, please, the Bible said, anybody whose name is not found written in the book of life will be thrown into the lake of fire. These are not fairy tales. Very short prayer. Please write my name in the book of life. Only 20, 30 seconds. We are done. Can you open your mouth? Talk to God. Talk to God. Right after that, production guys, I will let us take a short commercial break on Facebook, and then, you know, we do something quick and then we are on our way. 30 seconds only. Write my name. Kofidro, I need my name in the book of life. Bregu, eh, yeah, make perfect. Oftentimes I look at how amazing we have limited the prophetic ministry to only mentioning of names and numbers and all that. Prophetic ministry has a very broad spectrum. What we are doing tonight is prophetic. Therapeutically prophetic. Is healing. Treating is treating. Treating our hearts. Prophetic. Can we take a commercial break on Facebook? I will bring you back. Just briefly, we'll be back. Prophetically.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.